You probably know the beauty of that view, for when Chris rebuilt Baldry Court after his marriage, he handed it over to architects who had not so much the wild eye of the artist as the knowing wink of the manicurist, and between them they massaged the dear old place into matter for innumerable photographs in the illustrated papers. The house lies on the crest of Harrow Weald, and from its windows the eye drops to miles of emerald pastureland, lying wet and brilliant under a westward line of sleek hills, blue with distance and distant woods. While nearer its ranges, the suave decorum of the lawn and the Lebanon cedar, whose branches are like darkness made palpable, and the minatory gauntness of the topmost pines in the wood that breaks downward, its bare boughs a close texture of browns and purples, from the pond on the hill's edge. That day its beauty was an affront to me, because, like most Englishwomen of my time, I was wishing for the return of a soldier. Disregarding the national interest, and everything except the keen, prehensile gesture of our hearts towards him, I wanted to snatch my cousin Christopher from the wars, and seal him in this green pleasantness his wife and I now looked upon. Of late, I had had bad dreams about him. By night I saw Chris running across the brown rottenness of No Man's Land,